Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. So Joe Biden had a very bad weekend. How bad was it? Well, it was pretty much terrible. The FBI basically raided his Delaware home, and the White House lied about the raid, claiming he was going to the beach on a cold weekend just because why not? The real reason was the G-men were there raiding his home. And what did they find? A lot more classified documents. Yes. We also are now being told that the DOJ is weighing searching even more locations linked to Joe Biden for classified documents because of what they have found so far. Now, did the mainstream media cover it? Hell no. In fact, NBC News' Saturday Night Live actually gave Joe Biden a playful cameo, and there was no skit on the classified document scandal. But what we do know right now is that they have been searching and they're trying to figure out where they're going to go next because they found more classified documents. The Justice Department, being reported now by CBS News, is considering launching additional searches for classified documents at more locations that are linked to President Joe Biden. The potential, they believe, for additional searches is coming after the DOJ scoured Biden's Wilmington, Delaware residents on Friday. They found 6 more items consisting of classified markings, according to Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer. Now, when you look at what they did, and the DOJ did in fact search with the FBI Biden's home. This was a raid, if you want to call it that. And they found more documents. The most damning problem for the president is apparently the latest trove, including 6 documents. The contents of the classified material is unknown, but what we do know is the White House has been lying to us all along. They claimed, look down at the date right now, because back on January the 14th, they claimed that the search for all classified documents was complete. They said it over and over again. They were lying to you. The trove is in addition to the about 25 classified documents that have already been unearthed by Biden's personal movers that just happened to be attorneys in the past weeks between the Penn Biden Center and Biden's residence. Well, they lied. The question is, did they lie to the FBI? Did they lie to the DOJ? Because they said that the search of his residence in Delaware was complete when clearly it was not. Now, critics have also questioned why Biden's personal attorneys were initially searching for Biden's illegally stashed documents after a special counsel had been named. The White House has failed to provide the initial reason for the cause of the search. The House Oversight Committee, GOP oversight, said the Biden White House claimed all classified documents were turned over. Now the Justice Department found more. Is the scavenger hunt over? Americans need answers now. This after reporting came out that the DOJ found more documents. Yes, more documents. Biden's personal attorney again claiming Saturday that Biden offered to allow the Justice Department to conduct the search. The search began at around 9:45 a.m. and concluded at 10:30 p.m. More than 12 hours they looked for documents. They covered all working, living, and storage spaces in the home. The personal attorney said in a statement, noting representatives of both the personal legal team and the White House counsel's office were present. That's a hell of a lot more than they gave Donald Trump down at Mar-a-Lago. The White House counsel's office, which is a distinction from Biden's personal attorneys, issued a statement that neither the president nor the first lady were present during the search. The president's lawyers and the White House counsel's office will continue to cooperate, they claim, with the DOJ and the special counsel. Now, the investigation of wrongdoing was reportedly widened after the DOJ and Biden's personal attorneys agreed to hide the scandal from the American people. We know this now from reports that have come out. Let's go to that. The report is, and this is the bigger part of the scandal, and this is why I want you to grab our podcast on this, and I want you to share this with everybody you know, because the media is not covering this. All right? Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. You'll get these updates every day, the things the media is not telling you. Download it. It's free. Subscribe to it. It's free. You'll get the show every day for free. Now, the DOJ had a deal. They made a deal. They secretly asked Biden to search his residence. We're now being told for classified documents. The Justice Department reportedly sent a secret letter to President Joe Biden's personal attorneys to search his multiple residences for classified documents after the trove at the Penn Biden Center was unearthed on November the 2nd. That's what you would refer to as a full-blown cover-up by the deep state, by the Department of Justice. The search for wrongdoing was widened after the DOJ and Biden's personal attorneys agreed to, quote, hide the scandal from the American people. Again, think about how corrupt that is. The New York Times even forced to report this on Friday, that the quiet cooperation continued for weeks between the aides and the Department of Justice. This not only tried to obscure the scandal from public view, but reportedly refused to divulge the second trove of classified documents that was already unearthed at Biden's home in Wilmington. When CBS News first contacted the White House about the initial leak of classified documents stored at the Biden Penn Center. It was then, during the plot to keep the scandal concealed from the public, the DOJ sent a letter, not to the White House counsel, but to Biden's personal attorneys, and asked them to confirm that no other classified documents existed apart from the trove that they had already unearthed. Now, again, this is coming from the New York Times. It is unclear why or what Biden's personal attorneys were originally seeking at the center, funded in part by anonymous Chinese donations, millions in Chinese communist donations coming in to the Biden Penn Center. The White House has refused to provide transparency on how much money was coming in and who was giving the money to the Biden Penn Center. It's an unanswered mystery, and this is why the Republicans in the House need to get it done and start looking into this immediately. Lastly, they claim now only after about 25 classified documents, some of which are top secret, were found between three locations and publicly reported, did the DOJ, because they had no other option because of what they did to Trump, Mar-a-Lago, appoint a special counsel, a move Biden's aides reportedly were trying to prevent at all costs. Reported suspicions existed within the White House about how the scandal became public after it had been tightly under wraps for 68 days between eight of Biden's closest aides and the Justice Department. The president's senior advisor, Anita Dunn, was most adamant, we're being told from this reporting, about hiding the legal disaster altogether from the American people because, quote, the only thing that would create legal exposure would be drawing public attention to it. Again, that is a quote from the New York Times. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free. Plus, you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now,
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
According to the Washington Post, not only did the White House and the DOJ try to obscure the scandal from the public view, but they also refused to divulge that second trove of classified documents were already unearthed at Biden's home in Delaware when CBS News first contacted the White House about the initial leak of classified documents that were apparently illegally stored at the Biden Penn Center. White House officials are angry about how Biden's classified document scandal was leaked to the press after only, they said, a select group of White House and Justice Department officials knew about the violation. So, if you take a step back here and you look at this, now you understand why the DOJ is forced. I don't think they're wanting to do this. I think they're being forced to do this. I think they have no choice. And I think they understand that. Like, I think they really do. They get it. They're like, look, we've got no choice now. Everywhere we look, there are classified documents. And we can't trust the White House because we asked them to tell us about the documents and go look at it quietly from this letter and make sure you go look for this letter, right? All of that was said. All of this is true. Every bit of this that they were involved with. They were the ones saying, hey, go look in Delaware, right? The DOJ was the one telling the White House, hey, like, private sec are saying it technically to the president's personal attorneys, hey, you guys need to scour Delaware and go get all these documents. So I think it's fair to say this is a cover-up now. I would argue it's fair to say now this is a criminal conspiracy. Tell me how I'm wrong. I mean, really think about this. How am I wrong? For me, this is a criminal conspiracy Because you have a president that deliberately and a president that purposely decided to not tell the truth to the public. You know the whole, what did you know and when did you know it? Well, now it's what did you hide and when did you hide it? There's also a problem on the timing of these documents because apparently some of the documents that they have found date back to the time when he was a senator. So if you are a senator, right, and as a senator, you have these classified documents at your house in Delaware, what else was at your house in Delaware? We know that we don't have, quote, visitor logs from Delaware. Who all actually was there? What we do know is there was a lot of people there that were shady and bad actors. We also know that his son, Hunter Biden, cracked out having sex with hookers and random women from around the world, including Russian hookers that apparently many believe are spies. He also believed they stole one of his laptops. Those are his words. They were with him everywhere. Could they have been going through these documents, looking at these documents in Delaware? These are all questions that any normal prosecutor would ask. Now, you have this new prosecutor who's in charge, okay? And this new prosecutor, this special prosecutor, if he's doing his job, these are questions that no doubt you would ask instantly. You wouldn't wait on this, okay? You would do this right away. You wouldn't stop. You would do this right away. Now, this is, I do believe, a good sign that this prosecutor is at least seeming to be unbiased so far in looking, the special prosecutor, at the documents the way you should. And if they're looking, if the DOJ is looking at raiding other locations of the president, there's a good reason why they're doing it. There's probably a pretty good explanation with maybe a better way of saying it, right? They're doing this and they know why they're doing it, right? They're doing this because how do you not look at all this? Now, is this different than what happened with Donald Trump? You better bet your rear end it is. Of course it is. In fact, listen to Chris Coons. It's a Democrat. He's trying to give a BS answer about these midterm elections we just had and these classified documents. And even the media now seems to be turning on these Democrats when they lie to their face because it's insulting their intelligence. Listen.
Lawyers discovered the first batch of classified documents before the midterm election. It wasn't made public until January 9th and only after reporters broke that story. Was that a mistake?
Well, my understanding, and I don't know the intimate details of exactly who contacted whom when, my understanding, Martha, is that they promptly contacted the National Archives and Records Administration, which is the appropriate first step, and it took some time for the documents to get from the Biden Center to NARA to the Department of Justice, and that accounts for that delay.
It wasn't disclosed to the public until reporters broke the story. Was that a mistake?
I think we'll let the public decide that. And I think once we get to the end of the special counsel's investigation, the American people will have a chance to make a judgment on that question.
I mean, what a hell of an answer, by the way, from Chris Coons. Well, we're going to have to let the American people decide what they think. You can't answer that question as a leader. Like you can't answer that question. Really? That's something that you can't answer. Come on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
one other thing that's happened. Senator Manchin on the president and reelection bid with a different party in 2024. He said on Meet the Press this morning, this tells you how quick things in the landscape are changing. Quote, everything is on the table.
You run for office in 2024. You going to run as a Democrat?
Chuck, I haven't made a decision what I'm going to do in 2024. I've got 2 years ahead of me now to do the best I can for the state and for my country.
What's on the table? Is reelection on the table?
Everything's on the table.
Is running for governor on the table or no?
No, okay. I've done that.
You've ruled out.
I've done that. Yeah.
So everything on the table, there's basically only one other thing, the presidency. Is that something you would do outside the Democratic Party?
The only thing I can tell you is what I will do is whatever I can when I make my decision, what I think is the best that I can support and represent the people of West Virginia, but also be true to this country and the Constitution of this country.
That sounds like somebody that's looking for a way into national politics.
Well, you know, every senator is on a national.
I understand that, but you know where I'm going.
I know where you're going, and bottom line is
you're not telling me no.
I'm telling you that I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that when I make my decision, I make it based on what's best, what I think I can do to support and best for my country and my state.
Let's be clear about what Manchin's saying here. He's saying to the Democratic Party and people that voted for Joe Biden, here's you an off-ramp. If you guys want me, I'll run against Joe Biden. If you guys want me as an alternative, hell, I may even run as a Republican. If you guys want me and you want to get rid of this other guy, I got a lot of crossover appeal. I might be able to get some moderates because I'm a very moderate senator, and I think I can help you. That's what he's saying. That's how quick things are turning in a bad direction for this president. There was something interesting that was said on the 5 on Fox News Channel. I want to play it for you because their intro to this on Friday about just how quickly this thing is unraveling for the White House is a point that I don't think should be lost on anyone. They tried to cover this up. They had a deal with the DOJ to cover it up. And basically, that cover-up ended up, because of a leak, blowing up in their face. They had every intent to make sure this story was never a story you would even hear about. That's what the White House and the DOJ were doing. And now everybody knows about it, and it seems to be out of control. They cannot control the narrative. Listen.
Contradiction City over Biden's docudrama. The Secret Service is ready to turn over who visited the president's Delaware home if requested by Congress. But wait, the White House said those visitor logs didn't exist. Sounds like a good question to ask Corinne Jean-Pierre. But we all know that's a fool's errand. Corinne.
I already answered your question. Go ahead.
You really didn't.
Well, I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, it's your opinion.
I'm having a hard time understanding why.
I just said
questions about procedure.
I just said to you, the White House Counsel's office will be able to address that question.
From this point on, are you not going to be taking questions about the classified documents?
I have been very clear over and over again. We are going to be prudent.
Again, that's for the Department of Justice.
Why is it a DOJ question?
And let's be clear, it's not your decision to make of what I can or can't answer from here.
Let's be clear. So you can see why the White House reporters have had enough of Jean-Pierre. According to a new report, members have grown exasperated and call her briefings a painful waste of time. All this comes as Jesse Waters gets his hands on some spicy new Hunter Biden photos showing the disgraced first son cruising around in Joe's prized Corvette just outside the garage. And Jesse, if you notice, he's driving with the blurs. Do you know the Blurs? They're a family of blurred people.
That was his niece and her friend. And by the way they were dressed, it looked like they're going to the beach.
Mm.
And this was right around the time he was cutting a deal with the Chinese for $6 million to the Biden family. And right around the time that these documents were in the garage, I don't know if he left the garage door open, closed. I don't know if Hunter was the one that moved the boxes of documents into the garage, and if he had any help moving those in, but we have no idea. The thing was...
By the way, the Washington Free Beacon put these pictures out there, and they show clearly Hunter Biden driving that Corvette with two girls that were dressed in bikinis to go to the beach. So Hunter Biden, and based on his own documents, right, Hunter Biden had access to these classified documents. Does Hunter Biden have top secret clearance? No, he does not. But based on what we know now, that some of these documents were back when Joe Biden was a senator, he may have had classified document access for decades. Because you would have to go back more than a decade when he was a senator. Remember, he was president for 8 years. Then he was out of office for another four. That's 12 years. Now we're 13, 14. So 14 years at the bare minimum is the number of years old that these are actually. That's how long it is. It's insane. Okay? It's totally insane. There was something else also that was said on this that I also think is a very important point. And that is that Democrats who have future political ambitions, specifically presidential and even at other higher levels, they're desperately trying to figure this out. They don't know how to play it. That's why, and you've probably noticed this trend, they're not jumping all in to defend the president. They're kind of hitting pause. It's like they're not exactly sure what they should do. They don't really know what they should do. It's like, do we go all in on this? Do we not go in on this? How do we talk about this? Like, I mean, this is a tough one, right? This is a really, really tough one for them because they just don't know what to do. We also know that the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, breaking news over the weekend. What timing? He's out. He's leaving the White House very soon.
Hello again, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me this Saturday. I'm Frederica Whitfield. And this just into CNN, White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, is expected to step down. That's according to the New York Times. Let's get right to CNN's White House correspondent, Arlette Sines. Arlette, what are you learning?
Well, Fred, this would mark a significant change in leadership at the White House. The New York Times reporting just moments ago that Chief of Staff Ron Klain is expected to step down in the coming weeks. Now, there has not been a successor that's been identified just yet, according to the New York Times. And that announcement of a replacement likely would not come until after the State of the Union address. But one of the president's closest advisors since the start of this administration. And really, there has been very little turnover when it comes to the senior staff at the White House. So this would mark a pretty big shift. Now, Klain.
Why would you leave the White House right now when the president, you could argue, needs you now more than ever before? Why? I can tell you exactly why. Right? I can tell you exactly why. It's one reason and one reason only. The one reason why is because you realize there's no way you can save this, right? There's no way that you can move on from this. There's no way that you can fix this. There's no way that you can help him. This ship is sinking. The Biden ship, and you notice we haven't talked anything today. We haven't spoken at all today about one issue, and that's Hunter Biden and the investigation into Hunter Biden. We haven't mentioned any of that. We haven't talked about any of it, right? We've not talked about a single part of that, and there's a reason why, because this now is so much bigger. Now, there's stuff certainly in those emails from that laptop that certainly go back to this, right? I mean, there is no doubt about it. But we've got important documents, right, in the garage, classified documents. We got this car in the garage. We have, you know, Hunter Biden driving around in this car, having access to these classified documents. Everything you could have done wrong, and now you understand the cover-up. Now you understand why they were trying to keep this from you. Now you understand why somebody probably said, I have to leak this. Because if I don't leak this, people will never know what really happened. Right? If I don't tell the truth, somebody said this is too egregious for us to overlook it. And so they decided I'm going to leak it. That's exactly what they should have done. right? This is a leak that should happen. This is an important leak. Somebody said, I can't let them get away with this. Somebody said, it's just too much. They've crossed a line, and when they found these documents that go back to when he was a senator, that means he's been breaking the rules for, what, 14 years at a minimum? More than likely 20, 25, 30 years on classified documents? Look at his career. If these went back, if we know some of these documents were dated back to when he was in the Senate, that's what we've been told, then at that point, okay, at that point, this is a 14-year-old issue at best. And I think you and I can probably agree there were some documents long before that that they've now found. We're going to keep covering this. We're going to keep breaking this news. The media refusing to do their job. And that's fine. We know that how the media is. We know how corrupt the media is. We are not going to stop. We're not going to back down. So make sure, again, all week long we'll be covering this as it breaks in our podcast. Download the Ben Ferguson podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can subscribe for free, and you can listen as we do a podcast every single day on this. Let's get to your phone calls as well. The PatriotMobile.com phone lines are open. I want to know what you guys think about this tonight, because I think it's really important to hear from you. And do you believe that the President of the United States of America is in serious trouble? I do. I believe the President is in significant trouble. I think he is incapacitated to the point where, honestly, he's probably just sitting there going, hey, I didn't even know that this was going on, meaning that this could get this bad. They know, obviously, that they were trying to lie, but I'm not even sure it's the president that's doing it. There's a lot of people believe the White House chief of staff is really running the White House. Now he's saying, I'm out of here. I don't want to be here for this. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.